Fred Film Radio, Zurich Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 15th Zurich Film Festival, and we're here with Catherine Gunn and Martin Bright, I would say protagonists of Official Secrets. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
My first question for you would be, how were you approached for this project, and why did you say yes?
Well, we were approached quite a long
time. It's been a long process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were approached 8 to 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's been a slow and sometimes painful ongoing process.
Yeah, I mean, initially we were approached by the people who'd written a script, who wanted to make the film. They tried to get it made. It was turned down. It's been a roller coaster. There's been all sorts of different versions of this story. And I have to say that I'm retrospectively glad that it happened in that way, because we've ended up with what I think is a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
And with a director who could not have been more committed to telling the story as it happened.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious about, did you share your insights with the director, but with the actors too? Did you collaborate with the actors portraying you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we spent, each of us spent a long time talking to the director. I think I spent about 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then subsequently I also met Keira Knightley before she started filming. So all of those things were proof that they wanted to do it the right way.
I think it was quite, I mean, it's quite difficult portraying a real person, right?
Yeah.
I think,
I mean, Keira was very nervous about doing it as well.
Yeah, I mean,
because my life that she's portraying, so.
Yeah, and Matt Smith is very different from me. He's a very different kind of person. And, you know, initially I think he found it quite difficult to think himself into the position of a journalist who's maybe a little bit sneaky and a little bit, you know, going, using different ruses to find the way to a story. He's used to being quite a kind of heroic figure,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and a direct figure. But what I do believe is that having thought himself into that character, he brings a real intensity to the part that I think is true to the way journalism is, and certainly was in 2003.
And how did it feel seeing yourselves, seeing a piece of your life on the big screen? I mean, was that you?
No, not entirely. So for me, I've described it as being like watching a film about somebody else, which is remarkably similar to my own story. So that's how I felt when I watched it. I mean, there are moments that are very, very, very close to actual events. You know, for example, the moment when I'm sitting in the police cells and my husband comes to give me a jacket because he knows it's going to be cold. You know, that, you know, for both of us, when my husband saw he actually hasn't seen the film yet, but we did see a rough version of it. And that brought tears to his eyes and it brought tears to my eyes.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, the interesting thing for me watching it is that I don't identify with Martin Bright.
Mm-hmm.
I think, as you should as a viewer, you identify with the every woman character that is Catherine Gunn. You're drawn into this amazing situation. And for me, that there's a particular moment in the film where Catherine confesses.
Mm-hmm.
Which every time I see the film, I still well up. I still find that deeply, deeply moving. So I'm not identifying with me at all. I'm identifying with her, which is exactly how it should be.
Mm-hmm. From the past 15 years to now, to the present day, I would say we have mixed feelings about whistleblowers. I mean, I don't know if we are very sure about what we think about people revealing secrets. Mm-hmm. Do you think we need more whistleblowers? And what's your general view on the situation now?
I think, you know, the definition of whistleblower is a little bit murky. So, you know, from my point of view, a whistleblower is somebody who is bringing forward information that exposes fraud, corruption, illegality,
mm-hmm,
and so on. And so the intention is to correct something which is wrong in the system or which is potentially going to be wrong. And for those reasons, I would say that we need more whistleblowers. You know, we need it to be sort of seen as a honorable thing to do, a beneficial thing to do.
Mm. I mean, look, as a journalist, I'm not going to say, no, there should be fewer whistleblowers. You know? The more, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
But there are different types of whistleblowers. And I think that what we need to move towards in the 21st century is a situation where the revelation of wrongdoing within organizations, whether it's within the film industry or within the intelligence services, should be normalized.
Mm-hmm.
This should not be... whistleblowers should not be seen as exceptional.
And it shouldn't be about them. It should be about the information they reveal. You know, so quite often the story is about that person, that character. Mm. What are they like? But that's not the important issue. The important issue is what they brought forward for you to, you know, challenge and question.
What would be the issue for you today? The issue you would... want a whistleblower
so
to
many issues,
learn about. Big one.
You put me on the spot now.
You know what? I would like people to watch this film, people who were involved at the time, and I would like them to come forward because there are so many unanswered questions within this film.
Mm.
I'd like Frank Kozer, the man who sent that email from the NSA, if he's still alive, to blow the whistle. That would be the real prize.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Martin Bright, Catherine Gunn, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.